Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie. Mick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm looking at this video at the moment. It's absolutely horrific. Do you know what station? Can you recognise the station, the Dart station? Is it in Holt or is it the Holt Junction?
For what I saw, I only saw that video once. My wife showed it to me, and it would look like Holt Junction to me.
Okay, which is...
About 5 kilometres from Holt.
Okay, it's nearer Baldoyle stroke Donnymead.
Yeah, the stations kind of go Kilbarrick, Donnymead, or Kilbarrick, then Holt Junction, Donnymead, then Bayside, Sutton, Holt.
Okay. Now, the video shows a group of young men acting the Egypt, it's too light a phrase, but acting the Egypt on the platform. This woman seems to be running for the Dart, and one of them pushes her and she falls down between the train and the platform onto the tracks. It's a horrific scene.
It is. It's very, very frightening. And in fact, if it had happened while the train was about to move off, she could have been killed. But it happened while the train was stationary, so she was lucky in that respect.
And it looked like two security personnel ran over and grabbed her up out of the...
Yeah, they didn't have a chance to... I'm not sure if those security personnel have the right to detain anybody, so they managed to rescue. Or one of the guys, a guy in a red jacket, seemed to be looking on after they did what they did.
Mm-hmm. Now, it happened apparently on the 1st of April. Has anyone heard how that young woman is?
I certainly haven't heard how she's. Well, so obviously she was from around the area. She's unidentified to me anyway, but I haven't heard how she is since.
Because it's a long time ago. Now, this prompted you, among other things, to talk about Holt in general at the weekend. Holt is on the end of a Dart line. Now, the station, the Darts are at 25% capacity, but you reckon how many young people are descending on Holt every weekend?
I don't know the exact number of young people, but I'd say I reckon between 10 and 20,000 people arrive into Holt.
Wow.
on Saturday or Sundays. And it's generally, like, if, as I was saying to your researcher, if that many people were going to a pop festival, you'd probably have a few hundred police mm-hmm. on the scene. But it's rare that you see the police. You see the odd police car passing by. And it also led me to tell your researcher about an incident the other day, last Saturday.
Okay.
My wife and I and our grandkids, we went for a walk down at the back of the train station. There's a small little beach there where it's also at the back of Ocean Path, and that's where they built some small factories. But a small beach has kind of evolved there. And while we were there, there weren't too many people there. There were a few young teenagers, probably 14, 16 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And these two other guys arrived on the scene, and they were, like, very rough-looking, smoking cans of beer, and they were probably in their early 20s. But one of the young girls went over to one of the guys and asked him if he had a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her the cigarette. A conversation went on, and she kind of gestured back to our friends and then separated herself from her friends with the guy and went in behind the bushes and had sex with him.
My God.
Yeah, it was... I felt like going in and intervening, because she only looked about 14 years of age, and that's the equivalent of statutory rape. And I felt like doing something, but I had my grandkids with me, and I didn't know what kind of confrontation I was going to end up in. And there was a Polish couple. Well, I'm assuming they were Polish. Their accent sounded Polish, sitting nearby having their fish and chips. And they got up to leave. And I said, are you leaving because of that? And they said, yes. They're like bloody animals, is what the guy said to me. Mm-hmm. And but that area is never patrolled. I never see the police down there, right down to the Claremont Strand. Police are never there. I don't want to be overcritical of the police because I'm sure they're short of numbers. But I know on some of the weekends in the past where they did put a van load of public order policemen, that would have, you know, when they appeared on the scene, it kind of gave a better sense of security.
And when were the van loads of the public, when were the public order unit out there?
That was mostly last year and the year before when these, I'm sure people know about it, it's been highlighted in the media, where gangs of young people kind of had fights with each other. They were in Port Marnock, Malahide, this, that and the other.
And there was one innocent chap savagely injured at one stage about a year ago. Savage attack. So your general point is a massive influx. If it was going to Croke Park or Malahide Castle for a concert, there would be enormous numbers of Gardaí, rightly so. But you're saying in this situation there isn't.
No, never. Okay. I mean, the path for instance, it's not just young people. There's all age groups, but the young people that arrive on the pier, the whiff of grass, young people sitting there smoking joints, they just do it freely. Okay. And
now you've also talked about the sexualization of young people. You say this young woman looked at most 14 years of age. Now we've had a call from Michelle. Well, we're calling her Michelle, which will become obvious that's not her real name, but Michelle is a parent, and she told us about an issue she's facing with her 9-year-old daughter. It's about porn, basically, and that our friends are accessing. Now, Michelle spoke to us earlier, and we've made attempts to believe some of the language she quoted, but still, I think this conversation, on the one hand, might prompt conversations and discussions with young people about the way the world is going and the use of smartphones, but also it may be unsuitable for younger ears. This is Michelle.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell us why you contacted us.
I contacted you because of an issue that I've been quite worried about for a bit of time, and it culminated in an event at breakfast for me last week with my 9-year-old daughter, where she was saying that one of her friends, who's a similar age, was just being gross. And I said, well, what do you mean they're being gross? And she said, well, today's event was where he said, he was just quoting porn, basically.
Okay.
It started off a couple of weeks ago where she said, oh, he was making weird noises today. And I was like, oh, what was it? And he mimicked an orgasm. And then last week at breakfast, it was like, well, he's being gross again. And he said, oh, daddy, f*** me harder, daddy. And he starts making more porn noises, you know?
My God.
Yeah.
Where do you think this child is picking up that language?
I just think that, like, it's so many of them now have unsupervised access to phones, you know, and it's natural for kids to be curious. Like, I'm very much liberal about all things sexual, really, but it's gotten to the point where, you know, basically, as far as I'm aware, like...
Does this child have a smartphone?
Yeah, he does seem to have access to one, yeah.
Okay, because if it is a smartphone, it's very worrying. If he's picking up the language somewhere else, it's extraordinarily worrying. So you think it is a smartphone, not something even more serious?
Oh, I absolutely do. Okay. 100%. Okay. Yeah, I really think that, yeah.
So what can be done?
Well, I just think there's so much about it. Like, there's that. I was just so shocked having to have that conversation with my daughter. You know, she's 9, at the breakfast table. And I had to talk her through it a little bit and not be too extreme, you know, because I don't want her to be too alarmed. But there was other stuff. And, you know, you see kids using phones unsupervised all the time. The kids, they're, like, you know, doing really adult dances into phones. I've seen, like, local 8-year-olds around our area doing that. And, you know, I just really feel there's a big problem with kids viewing online porn, you know.
And when you say provocative, you mean twerking and all that
stuff, which
is adult behaviour, but shouldn't be children's behaviour.
Not at all. And, like, those sites, like, people don't realise about TikTok and stuff. Like, if you flick through those sites, you'd have anything from sexual innuendo on the videos to people talking about depression and killing themselves, you know. And the kids are on TikTok. Like, now, in fairness, the companies make an effort. They say, look, minimum age 13. But I really feel like we make them wait till they're 18 to get a license to drive. Why they should be unsupervised watching porn from the age of 9 and 10 is just beyond me, you know. And it's happening.
And what a minimum age for access to smartphones.
Would
it make a difference, Michelle?
I really feel that is a solution. And I know that the government don't want to be feeling like a nanny state, but I think there is huge support among parents. Like, I think they want help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're always under pressure with, oh, well, you're ruining my life because everyone else has one. And it's all this business. And, like, there's no problem with smartphones per se, but the amount of adult content being accessed is just really crazy, you know. And I have another friend whose best friend is a professional in the medical professional.
Yeah.
And she says that 15-year-olds are presenting to A&E with anal tearing.
Okay.
15-year-old girls. You know, because the lads want to do what they're seeing on the phones, and they're like, let's do this. And they're going into it without any proper knowledge or education on it, you know.
Okay.
And I've had friends who've, you know, like, you see the guys feel under pressure to do what they're seeing on the screens, even though they might not want to, but they feel like they won't be a proper guy if they don't, because they don't realise that porn isn't real. I think we need to be talking to kids about it, because they're watching.
Would you be tempted to contact that child's parents?
I'm going to have a very gentle, kind conversation about it, because I really, really feel very, very sure, I feel very confident that they're totally unaware. And I'm going to say, look, there's probably a bit of watching going on. And at the moment, what's happening for that child is that they're just going to socially isolate themselves from their friends a little bit. Their friends are going to think they're a bit gross. That's all was described to me. But I feel really disappointed that I've had to have that conversation with my 9-year-old, you know.
Yeah. Can two final questions. One, has the pandemic made a difference where a lot of children are on their own in their rooms longer?
I don't think so, because they had access to those phones before the pandemic. It may have made it slightly exacerbated. I don't think that has made it. It's been a problem for a while. I remember seeing an article on the paper a long while back by a judge who said he's got people coming in to the court committing sexual offences at the age of 12 and 13, and he actually said on the headline, it's starting with porn on their phones. And solicitors increasingly, he said, are coming in asking for porn to be considered a mitigating circumstance for 12, 13 and 14-year-old children committing sexual crimes, you know, attacking people. Like.
I don't think
we suddenly have sort of manifested an epidemic of children who grow up sexually attacking each other. I think porn is causing it. I think it's a really serious social problem. And, you know, I feel very, like, scared bringing my child up in this situation. And for me as a mother of a girl, it's a big thing, but mothers of boys, like, you know, it's just as scary, because they can get the knock on the door, sorry, your son has attacked someone, and he didn't realise he was doing it because he's only doing what he sees on the phone.
And finally, Michelle, have schools any role in helping?
There's an actual programme that all the schools do called Stay Safe, and I think that discussions around porn, and if not being real at least, need to be added to that. I think it's vital, but before that would happen, I really feel that the government could help us by stepping in and putting, like, really stricter rules in place in terms of who can get a smartphone. Children might need contact, but they don't need to have access to the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Till 14, 16 or whatever age, but, like, 9-year-olds having unlimited access to Google and YouTube is extreme to me.
Okay. Michelle, thanks indeed. Thanks indeed for that call.
Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And as you heard, I recorded that earlier for obvious reasons. Okay, Joe at rte.ie, 51551, Marshall.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.